In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today's miracle relate to a lot of us who come to church. A lot of times we come to church tired, feel sick, down, crippled, need healing, need encouragement, need lift up, exactly like the paralytic man who went to Jesus, cannot walk, cannot do anything. And he went home walking and lifted up, good spirit, good health. A lot of us come need to stand up again. We come to church crawling and needing power and in need of strength, in need of healing, in need of strength. And a lot of time also, you may actually feel like this man. You might feel like you're not in the mood to come to church. How many times did this happen? Like Sunday morning, you're not in the mood to come to church. That's the last thing you want to do. Regardless what the reason is, but it's just down. You know, you're not in the mood of being among people, among a lot of people, and talking to people and things like this, just want to be by yourself. I think that's the case with the paralytic man when he came to the Lord. We don't know anything about this paralytic man other than that he's a sinner and he was paralyzed because Jesus said, your sins are forgiven you, and when he forgave him his sins, he was able to walk. So we assume that he was a sinner. He had a problem. And he was paralyzed. The Bible didn't say anything about him. Didn't say anything about him saying a word. It didn't say a word. Did you notice that? Not a single word. Didn't say that he had faith or even repentance, even though he had sins and needed to be forgiven. We know that Jesus praised the faith of the four men who carried him and let him down. Jesus looked at them and he was happy. He smiled and he praised their faith. And he actually healed this man because of the faith of these four men. I assume, that's not in the Bible, but I assume that this man was hopeless. Helpless and hopeless. Maybe he didn't want to go. To tell you the truth, if you think about it, this man didn't want to go. And I'll tell you later on. But he went, found no place to get in. I'm sure he told his friends, didn't I tell you? It's like coming to church and finding the parking lot full. What do? Easiest thing is just to make U-turn and go eat your breakfast and just take it easy that day. They didn't do that. They said, we're getting in, no matter what. They stayed there. Jesus was talking. They couldn't get into the house. So they listened to the sermon until Jesus finished. Okay? When the service is finished, what do people usually do? They rush to greet the priest, the preacher. So everybody rushed, couldn't get in. So they rushed, but in another way. They rushed from the roof, they went in and let down the man. They stood outside, they listened to the word. And maybe God wanted them to go and listen. Because when they listened to the word, something happened to this man. And something happened to these people. They decided that we're not going to leave until this man sees Jesus. We don't know what kind of sermon did Jesus give. We don't know if he gave a wonderful, powerful sermon or what he gave. We don't know. But we know one thing. This is actually what the Bible says. That it says, now it happened on a certain day, as he was teaching, and on another gospel, as I put here, he preached the word to them, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Two words here. He preached the word, and the power of God was there to heal them. Something actually happened in the word that Jesus preached that touched this man. Because there is no way that Jesus would heal this man if he had no faith and if he had no repentance. But something happened to this man. Something happened to the people. Not only to this man and to the people, everyone who's sitting. Because he said he preached the word and the power of the Lord was there to heal them. There is a power to heal. This man was sick physically and spiritually. And through the word that was preached through the Lord Jesus Christ, this man was ready to be healed. You think that Jesus doesn't want to heal? He wants to heal. But not anyone is ready to be healed. Not anyone is ready to be forgiven. Do you think that God doesn't want to forgive people? Of course God wants to forgive people. Do you think we come to church here and God doesn't want to give us and bless us and forgive us? He wants to. But are we ready to receive this gift or not? This man was not ready by any means. He went there. He said, go, sit here, listen to the word, because this word will cause you healing. So the Bible made sure to say that the power he was preaching and the power of the Lord was there to heal. Jesus was not standing and people are coming in a line and anyone who comes in the line will be healed. No. Jesus was sitting, was preaching, and anyone who listens will be healed internally, in the heart first, and then healed from anything else. Will be healed from the sin, will be healed spiritually first, and then physically, and then emotionally. The problem is, we want the physical healing. We want the emotional healing first, and then the spiritual healing. It doesn't work this way. And actually, that happened to us a lot of times. A lot of times we come to church and we go out from church healed. And we feel very good. We come really loaded with problems. We come loaded with many things in our hearts. We leave, the problems didn't change. But we felt there is healing from inside. This healing actually came from the word that was preached to us. The word that God gave us. Because his word has the power to heal. People were touched. So the question is, why do we come to church? Why do we read our Bible every single day and we don't experience healing? Because the word of God is there for us to heal us, to really give us healing. So why are we not healed by the word of God sometimes? Why do we come and leave empty? Why do we open our Bible and leave the same? Why do we come in the presence of the Lord and nothing really happens and we're not touched? Well, the word of God actually heals through a process. First step of this process is that the word gives me light. I experience something. When I stay away from the presence of God, when I stay away from spirituality, when I stay away from the word of God, I feel darkness around me. I feel exactly like putting glasses, like sunglasses or something, I can't see anything around me. Everything is dark. Everything is negative. Everything is earthly. And I can't see the presence of God. That's darkness. A lot of times, I don't feel the warmth of God. I don't feel the presence of God. I stand to pray and there is nothing. There is no communication. That's darkness. That's exactly what happened to Adam when he was kicked out of the paradise. He experienced the lack of presence of God. Nothing is spiritual. I see God as an enemy, not as a father. And not as a friend. And not as a healer. A lot of times I don't see him that way. I see sin and the world as they are the healing. Maybe if I do that. Maybe if I go out. Maybe if I change. Maybe if I change my job. Maybe if I live somewhere else. Maybe if I leave home. Maybe if I meet someone. And I start to go and search for all these things to give me what God only can give me. That's called darkness. And the Word of God gives me one thing. Sheds the light. Makes you see things as they really are. When I sit and people come and sit with me, tell you the truth, I have nothing special to give them. I'm not a super genius, smart person. But all what I have is I shed the light of God and the light of the Word of God for people. Please look and see what God really wants from you. This is the reality of life. This is bad. And this is good. This is sin. This is righteousness. This is good. This is bad. I tell you the truth. When I stay away from the spirituality, from the presence of God, this light goes down and I don't see. So the Word of God comes in order to give me light. A lot of people come ignorant of the truth, ignorant of the basics of life. How can you not understand this? I don't know. Or sometimes I tell someone a simple word, a simple sentence. He says, "Wow, this is great. Never thought about it this way." Why? I'm not saying anything. I'm telling you a verse from the Bible. I'm just telling you the Word of God. But it didn't click to me that way. Why? Because there is darkness. And I tell you the truth, every one of us have this darkness. The natural is darkness. But the light only comes from God, from His presence. When He sheds His light upon you, then you understand. That's why the Word of God, it was said that your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Yes. And also, in 2 Peter, he says, and we have the Word of God, and you will do well to pay attention to it. I like this verse. Can you pay attention to this verse? Pay attention to it. And we have the Word, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. Yes, that's what we need. And then I discovered that God is not my enemy. And God doesn't want me to be miserable. And God really loves me. And some people came and said, can you imagine how much I discovered God loves me? Why? Anything special happened? No. But just I felt from the words that I heard from Him that He is really special. He's so sweet. The light shines in the darkness. This step is very important. No healing will ever come to someone who is blinded. The power of the Lord was there to heal them. But are they ready to be healed? Are they ready to receive? Are they ready to be transformed? I promise you, every single word that proceeds from the mouth of God gives life. But are we ready to receive the life? It's exactly the Word of God is a breath. You know that the Word of God, that's the name of the, actually the Word of God. The Word of God is called the breath of God. That's the Word of God. You know, when I got ordained, that's what the Pope did. He said, you're going to go now to the Pope, okay, and you're going to open your mouth, okay, and he's going to breathe in your mouth. And you're going to say, I opened my mouth and I received a spirit. It's actually a verse in the Psalms. That's to receive the blessing of the priesthood. But the Word of God is exactly the same. Life and light that comes and transforms the life. The devil will fight so much that I don't get this word, that I don't get this breath, that this light would turn on in my life. He would distract me. He would distort the word. He will make me not believe the word. Anything, but this word doesn't come to me. But the Word of God gives me light. After that, the Word of God actually exposes sin. That's actually what Abun actually spoke about last Sunday. What happened was the sinful woman, she came to the Lord, and she actually exposed herself. She said, I'm a sinful person. Would you forgive me? And she was forgiven. But sometimes God does that. Sometimes I'm not ready to say I'm sinful. Sometimes I don't feel I'm sinful. A lot of times I feel that I'm a victim. Why God is doing that to me? I don't feel the sin weighing on my heart. This paralytic man, do you think that this paralytic, miserable man, he knew that sin is the problem? What do you think? Did he know or didn't know? Think about it. This paralytic man, did he know that sin is his problem or not? I think not. Because if he did, maybe he would have gone and asked for forgiveness. These people were Jews. These people were not Gentiles. They didn't know God. They knew God. They had sacrifices. They had the temple. They had priests. But he didn't know. He didn't know that he is that bad and sinful. That's exactly what Abuna was saying last Sunday. So, but the sin needs to be exposed in order to let go. Any misery, any problem, any sadness, any disappointment, any bad feeling that we have, believe it or not, there is a sin behind it. It doesn't matter if the sin is little or big or small, but it's making me miserable. And sometimes it's making me paralytic. I cannot do anything. I can't do anything good until the Word of God comes and exposes that. This man didn't want to go and see Jesus because he knew that Jesus is a holy man and he's not a holy man. And maybe people will discover that I'm not a good person. I can't stand in his presence. Thank God that there's no room. But they let him down. When they let the man down, everybody was waiting. Are Jesus going to yell at them? What is he going to do? Everybody was waiting at him. So Jesus did two things. He looked at the people that were on the roof, and he smiled. And he was happy with their faith. And he looked at the man and said, well, you're sick because you're a sinner. That's a bomb. Imagine they're introducing you to this holy man and in front of all these people, he says that you're a sinner. But your sins are forgiven you. Whew. That's a lot. I didn't know he's going to tell me that. I didn't know that the problem was the sin. Think when he was outside listening, I'm sure his heart started to get moving. But he was afraid of the needle of the doctor. But the doctor gave this needle anyways. And he said, this is good for you. Your sins are forgiven you. He said, do you think which is easier? I could have told you, stand up and walk. I did you no good. Your problem is not the sickness. Your problem actually is the sin. Your misery, your problems is because of the sin. Don't think it's because of your legs. Your legs are fine. Your body is fine. But your spirit is not. A lot of times I'm afraid of the word of God and hearing the word of God because it will expose my sin, my problems, my nakedness. I don't want to hear that. Don't you feel sometimes you're really down and you open the Bible to read and what you hear in the Bible? Condemnation. And more things that you have to do and how you're falling short. What is this? I'm not waiting for that. I'm waiting for God to tell me, don't worry, I'll be with you. Everything will be okay. No, everything will not be okay if sin is still there. But if sin is outside, everything will be okay, I promise you. That's the only problem that we have. We have no other problem. And sometimes, I'm telling you the truth, when the sin is out and when the sin is forgiven, there's no need for the healing. There's no need for a doctor. There's no need for anything. A lot of people are down. And when the sin is taken away, I feel good. I feel blessed. I feel happy. I feel that I didn't have a problem, actually. Why was I complaining? The shame and the guilt that's inside is more painful than the exposure of sin. Exposure of sin is very painful. That's why no one wants to come and confess. Why? Very painful. But what's more painful is to stay with it, to stay paralytic, to stay in this condition. And the Word of God exposes that sin. That's the second stage. The third stage is the Word heals. Once the Word exposes the sin, Jesus told him, you're a sinner, but at the same time, your sins are forgiven you. Stand up, carry your bed, and walk. See the reading that we read today in a Catholic epistle, it says, since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit. Purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Word of God. Have been born again through the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. Therefore, laying aside all malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and evil speaking as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Desire that. It's going to purify you. It's going to heal you. Just the word that comes from His mouth. We need this purifying of the word for our souls. And the more we hear, the more we're cleansed, the more we don't need anything, the more we have no problem. Our real problem is sin. And the Lord came to heal. The church is a hospital. You're coming for a healing. When you come here, you come that the Word of God may shine upon you, may expose the problems that we have, the sins that's taking the joy away from our hearts. Take that completely away, and we leave from here light and lifted up and forgiven. How do you know that you left this church forgiven and blessed? If you leave happy, if you leave joyful, you receive the word, it gives you healing. You're not leaving with the same problem you came with. You came to hear this word. It says here in Ephesians that Jesus Christ loved the church and gave himself for her that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. That Jesus loved the church, he wanted to wash the church by his word. Do you wash yourself with the word of God? Do you take your daily quiet time as a morning shower? Or do you leave your house weighed down? And really, not light, but weighed down. Sometimes you need a quick shower. And sometimes you need to be soaked and scrubbed, right? Depending on the activity you're doing. Yeah, sometimes we need just a quick shower. But sometimes we need that scrubbing. I'm afraid that the quiet time that I read on my phone, on my way to work, in the metro, I read the quiet time and I think that's a shower. That's not a shower. That's not the washing of the word. That's not cleansing. That's knowing. That's keeping yourself busy. That's check mark. I read my quiet time. But it's washing of the word. That's what we need. The problem is until I sit still and listen to the word that heals me, then I will think that there is a problem. You know that I had a week off this past week. And in the beginning, I thought that I have no time and my problem is the time. And I pray God to send me 48 hours in a day so I can finish what I have. And if I had time, I would have done better. And if I had time, I would pray more. And if I had time, I would read more. And if I had time, I would do everything that I wanted to do. And I went there, had some good quiet time, good showers, good soaking, was scrubbing by the word of God. And then discover that I don't have problem with the time. Definitely I have less time, but my problem is not the time. God showed me that my problem is that it's the love. I have less love than before. I don't love as much as I used to love him. That's my real problem. So do you think the time is the problem? You can blame it on the time. You can blame it on people. You can blame it on your situations, on your problems. You can blame it on whatever it is. But until the Word of God washes you and shows you the truth, until you listen to the truth and the truth will set you free, you'll never be free. No matter how much time, no matter if the circumstances and the situation changes. Abuna said last week that God is not asking me to fix myself or my problems or my sins. But I have to admit, come to him and say, this is my problem, I don't know what to do with it. And he will fix it. He will heal it. He is the healer. He is the forgiver. God doesn't have any problem with sin. But he wants this sin to be offered to him. He wants a chance that he exposes our hearts and shed his light upon that. And because the word of God is a good meditation, what did God tell us this past week? He told us something good in the book of Deuteronomy. He said, because of this word, it's very good for you, and these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your head, and they shall be a frontlace between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house, on your gates. Everywhere you go, the word of God is in front of you, because it's good for you. It's good for you all the time. You need it all the time. You need to be soaked in it, because it's going to give you life. And that's the same words that St. Paul said in Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. We are poor in the word of God. And then we have problems and we have more questions than answers, of course. Because there is no light and there is no life in that. I hope that you love the word of God. I didn't say, I hope that you read the word of God. I didn't say that. I'm not saying that you should read the word of God. But I hope that you love the word of God. Because when you love the word of God, you will find Jesus in it. You will find his life in it. You will find his healing in it. We've never heard anyone doing something spectacular in his life without the word of God. Because he was inspired by an event. People go through difficult events, forget quickly. But Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Spirit. Life. You gotta love this. And I hope when I read the word of God, I don't get the knowledge, but I get the spirit of God. He really breathed in these words that it gives me life, that it changes me, that it gives me the power to do what I cannot do. It is healing, not information. And I need to take this medication. More and more of meditating and soaking my life and myself in the word of God. Someone needed a miracle from the Lord, and he came and said a beautiful word that we can say in order to pray. He said, just say the word, and my servant will be healed. When you open your Bible, tell him that. Lord, just say the word that heals me. Say the word. Just one word from you, it will heal me. Please, I'm not opening to read, but I'm opening to open my mouth and my ears and to receive spirit. Jesus said to the disciples, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Are you clean by the word he had spoken to you? Last verse that I say, when Jesus said, sanctify them by the truth, your word is truth. If you are the servant of the word. If you preach, if you're a Sunday school teacher, please love it and live it before you give it to others. Because we give life and spirit and not just words. The word of God was there. He was preaching the word and the power of God was there to heal them. I pray that we all receive healing from the word of God, anytime we listen to it, anytime we read it. And glory be to God forever and ever.